So I'm here with the tournament director of the DecoTurf High School Tennis Championships. And Brandon, this is an awesome event.
Yes, we spend the whole year planning to make this two-day event as memorable as possible for these players. And I mean, these kids go around and play tournaments throughout the year and all around the country. And what we try to do with this event is just make it something they're going to remember. I want this to be a whole lot more than just a tournament that they're going to come play in. And I think we've kind of got to that level with the event and stuff. And between the little things that we do, like the players party and everything, it's kind of helped take the event to do that next level.
How many teams do you have this year?
We've got a total of 60 teams from 14 different states.
Wow, that's impressive. And what year is this for the tournament?
This will be our 9th year as a team tournament, 10th year overall since the event first started. And then, obviously, this is our 2nd year in Chattanooga.
I've interviewed several of the players, I've interviewed some coaches, and everybody talks about the format of this event. Can you give listeners some of the details of the format and how you came to decide to use that format?
Yeah, when we very first started this event 10 years ago, it was 2007, we started as an individual tournament, and it was really small then, but just, I mean, the general headaches of an individual tournament. And I wasn't real happy with the way the event was going, and nearly quit hosting the event, and decided that next year I help assist with a very large national basketball tournament. And I sat there and I was like, what if we do this as a team event and use kind of that same format that the basketball tournament uses? And in 2008, dual match tournaments in high school tennis didn't exist for the most part. So we started it that year, and every year from then it grew from Kentucky teams to kind of that Ohio Valley, Tennessee Valley region to just in about 2012, it really exploded on the national scene. And it's that team format. We play a 6-3 college format. When they come to this, it's just like they are playing in a college tournament. We have a number of coaches that have coached at the collegiate level, and they say that this sets a standard that even the college tournaments and stuff, a lot of them look for, just because of the way that we schedule the event, the format that we use, we make sure we guarantee every team 4 matches in our A division, 3 matches in our B divisions, because this is all about the players and the experience that they can have and making sure that they are getting quality tennis out of this.
And so let's talk details on the format. You say it's a college format, so be specific.
We play a 6 singles, 3 doubles format. We use the 9-point scoring format that Division II and III tennis use. So every position in the dual match counts as a point. And then this year we switched our team scoring, or individual match scoring, sorry, to the new Division I scoring of the 6-game pro set in doubles. And we do a 2-out-of-3 set match in singles with a 10-point tiebreak in lieu of the third set. And we use no ad scoring for the entire event. And I think it's been a huge hit because it puts the players in a pressure situation that they don't see a lot of other times throughout the year in traditional play. Not only are they playing competition that is, in most cases, a much higher level than they experience week to week during the season, but now their players are facing these pressure situations with the no-add points in both singles and doubles. And now with the 6-game pro set and doubles has really – it's really thrown a wrinkle into things, and it's certainly made a difference in some of the matches already.
And each doubles match counts as one full point, unlike Division I college tennis, where the 3 doubles matches combine to count as one point. So that really can turn the match.
It did. And one of the things, when we went to the college format the first time about, I want to say it was 5 years ago or so, the first year we played it, we used the Division I format where the winner of 2 of the 3 doubles matches got the point. And one of the big responses from the coaches, we do a survey every year after the event looking for ways to improve, and one of the big responses from coaches was to find a way to make the doubles more important, because a lot of the matches were kind of clinched after singles and the doubles didn't matter. And I said, well, rather than make it worth 1 point, let's give a team a chance to turn three. And it's really, for the teams that really emphasize the doubles and practice that, it has made a world of difference. I mean, there have been a lot of matches that those teams have won that using the 7-point format, they may not have won.
Right. So you have a lot of sponsors here, a lot of vendors set up. Can you talk a little bit about your sponsors and your vendors?
We started, first and foremost, DecoTurf, who is our title sponsor. They joined on with the event in 2010. This will now be, obviously, I guess our seventh year.
Right.
So they have been phenomenal. And to bring a company that has a national presence like DecoTurf does, with being the surface of the U.S. Open and all of the U.S. Open Series events and stuff, it really helped bring our event it gets that brand recognition for the event on a national scale. When we moved to Chattanooga 2 years ago, we got Icy Hot and the Chatham company that's headquartered here in Chattanooga signed on as a sponsor, which, I mean, they've done so much for the game of tennis, especially in the southern section. and then, you know, I mean, I look down our list of sponsors and we've got 100 of them, just some of the names that stand out. Ytex Stringing has come out this year and set up Match Tough in the Easy Score scoring system. We donated a Match Tough to every coach in the event this year. And then we looked down at some of the smaller ones. Universal Tennis, we partnered with this year to try to really get awareness of their system out to the players and emphasize how that can help them. But perhaps our biggest, and not per se sponsor, but supporter, has been the city of Chattanooga, and especially the Chattanooga Tennis Association. I can plan this event all year and can't run five sites by myself. We will have close to 35 volunteers this year.
Wow.
And it makes it incredible. I just kind of sit back and enjoy the ride once the event gets here.
That's fantastic. You mentioned UTR. I spent quite a long time talking with Randy Jinks from UTR about why they're here and what they're hoping to accomplish. Are you using UTR in the seeding this year? How did you come up with the seeding for the teams?
We've looked for a number of years and kind of gone through a number of different formats to find a way to seed the teams. And it's very difficult for a couple of reasons. One, because of the geographic diversity of this event, being that we have teams from 14 states. Normally, if you're playing within like the southern section, it's like, hey, well, we can use kind of common opponents. That doesn't work when you start bringing in teams from Arizona and Colorado. And so for a couple of years, we used a combination of USTA rankings, of rankings and stuff on tennisrecruiting.net, and then a couple, I guess, either last year or the year before, we started to incorporate the UTR into that formula. And I think the kind of the go-to reason for utilizing that this year as kind of the sole way that we seeded our event was there's no other rating system that compares players on a level, whether they're a senior or a freshman, whether they're from the poorest town in America or the richest town, UTR covers everybody, and it gives us a set number, a quantitative value that we can compare all these players with, whether they have ever played a common opponent or not. And I think we took that this year and did a we took the team's top five players when we seeded the event and added the value of the UTR of those top five players together. And obviously in our A divisions, the top four teams based on those values were seeded. And in our smaller divisions, the B's and C's, our top two teams, and with those values were seeded. And it, for the most part, has been pretty successful in kind of predicting how things were going to go. We just went last week once we had all of the players' data from UTR and ran a really neat kind of prediction of what the bracket would look like. And so far, with one or two exceptions, it's been very, very true to calls as far as who kind of the predicted winners would be. And the matches that went opposite of what UTR was were 5-4 matches that come down to the wire. And obviously, I would say in both of those matches, I think using that 9-point format and the doubles, and it made a big difference in the match that it may not have otherwise.
What's your favorite thing about this tournament?
I laughed last night when we were at our player party that we do at the Tennessee Aquarium, and I told everybody, I said this is where the fun is. When you get to bring the players out and you get to see them be teenagers and you get to see them have fun. One of the new things we did this year, we took 4 brand new tennis balls and had them hit around the aquarium, and the players had the opportunity to win a $50 gift card if they found the tennis ball. And these players got there, and it was awesome to see. I mean, these teenagers were like sprinting through the aquarium searching for these tennis balls, and you'd see them get them, and they were so excited. And it was what it should be at a high school event. And so many of the tournaments now, it's almost like they're little mini pros and stuff rather than getting to be high school players. And obviously, once we get to playing today and tomorrow, it becomes a whole lot more business.
Yeah.
But seeing the players at the player party is awesome. And then seeing the joy on their faces at the end of the tournament. I mean, we had a player last year when Wiregrass Ranch won our Boys A division. He looked up afterwards and he said, "I've dreamt about this for weeks and it finally came true."
Aww.
And that right there made all 11 months of planning worth every minute of it.
Sure.
To know that it means that much to the players. When I go to, I went to the Western and Southern Open in Cincinnati, and I look around and here's people walking around the event with our tournament shirts on. And the fact that it has got to that level, that it means enough to these players that's kind of the highlight of their season. That's what really makes it worthwhile.
So if you were to put together your best sales pitch to a high school coach about why they should take the time and do the fundraising involved and make the travel plans to get their team here next year, what would that sound like?
Number one is competition. Absolutely nowhere else will you find the top to bottom competitive balance that you're going to get here, and you get to play different opponents. I mean, that's what gets so hard in most states. Teams, you're playing the top 2 or 3 teams in your state multiple times because that's the biggest competition you've got. Here, you're going to come and you're going to see that there are 15 other teams or 7 other teams in your division that are just as good as you are. That you don't have the opportunity to see that anywhere else. And the kids are going to come and they're going to have an experience they're going to remember for the rest of their lives. We go and we do a full-color program. There's banners everywhere. We try to really dress the facilities up. We have the players' party. We do things to make it feel like it's that next-level event for them.